Greetings again, brothers and sisters. It's your Sabbath day, amen, a gift from God to you, to use it all for God. And see how that unites us with God? It all becomes all about God, even ourselves. And that's where God wants us. So we keep working on that. We keep progressing. And every little baby step we take feels so good, so right, that we want more. So we keep walking. And that's how we live. Walking with Jesus, walking towards God, coming back home. Amen. Well, today is a Sabbath. It's Sunday. It's August 22nd. It's our 14th episode, and this is our wild card today. So we stray from our list of regular authors, and we jump into something that we're probably only going to hear from once in this series, Daily Respite. Today's selection comes from a book called 30 Steps to Heaven. 30, in case you're wondering how many there are. 30 Steps to Heaven, The Ladder of Divine Ascent for All Walks of Life. This is a book by Vasilios Papavasiliou. Did you get that? Vasilios Papavasiliou. And he is a priest in the Greek Orthodox Church in Great Britain and Thyatira. He was born in 1977, so he's a pretty young wisdom author. But he gives us a really good devotion today. I'm going to use his step 21 today for our devotion. Step 21 of his book. It's called Fear. I think this is a topic that dominates our life probably even more than we realize. Fear. And you'll notice that this is a little bit different, perhaps, from an Eastern Orthodox perspective. We should delve more into the Eastern side of our Christian faith. There's a lot of spirituality lying there waiting for us. And this is just one example. All right, here we go. Step 21, fear. Fear is danger tasted in advance. Did you hear that? Fear is danger tasted in advance. A quiver as the heart takes fright before unnamed calamity. Fear is loss of assurance. A wise priest once said to me, "Don't put fear on the throne." He always spoke in riddles, and it often took me years to realize what he meant by one thing or another. I think in this case, he was exhorting me not to let fear be the motivation for my actions, or more importantly, for my inaction. When we live in fear, we never take risks. We live in a timid fashion, refusing to leave our comfort zone. Never able to fully trust in God's care for us. Fear is, of course, natural, but it must be controlled. To be dominated by fear is a sign of lack of faith and trust in God. Of course, there are irrational fears. We call them phobias, fears of specific things. I cannot say whether such phobias are related to lack of faith or whether they can be overcome by faith alone. But what I do know is fear in general can be very destructive and an oppressive force in one's life. It can dictate our actions and our decisions, and it even end up governing our very lives. There are people who think Christianity is all about living in fear. But on the contrary, Christians are called to live a fearless life, with one exception. Christians fear God. The servant of the Lord will be afraid only of his master. But the fear of God is not a paralyzing or a timid fear. Again, on the contrary, fear of God pushes us to do good. Fear of God pushes us to do good, to repent and become more like Christ. This kind of positive fear is aptly expounded in the second century Christian work, The Shepherd of Hermas. when it is written, "Fear," said he, "fear the Lord and keep his commandments. For if you keep the commandments of God, you will be powerful in every action, and every one of your actions will be incomparable. For fearing the Lord, you will do all things well. This is the fear which you ought to have, that you may be saved. But fear not the devil, for fearing the Lord, you will have dominion over the devil, for there is no power in him. For fears are of two kinds. For if you do not wish to do that which is evil, fear the Lord, and you will not do it. But again, if you wish to do that which is good, fear the Lord, and you will do it. Wherefore the fear of the Lord is strong and great and glorious. Fear then the Lord, and you will live to him. And as many as fear him and keep his commandments will live to God." The devotion continues. Unfortunately, in contrast to this teaching of Hermas, there are many Christians who live in fear of the devil, in fear of demons, in fear of magic, in fear of curses, and sometimes they don't even know it. This displays a terrible lack of faith. Such fear is contrary to God's providence, contrary to spiritual knowledge. The teaching of Hermas is echoed by many others. The demons have no power. They can only tempt us and frighten us. And they have no power other than what God permits. This is made abundantly clear in the many accounts of exorcisms in the Gospels. The demons fear Christ. They also fear the saints. And they should also fear us, rather than us fearing them. There is no dualism in Christianity. God and the devil are not two equal powers playing with humanity like pawns in a chess game. Fear God, and the devil will fear you. Like all passions, the passion of fear cannot be overcome suddenly. So the latter, this book, prescribes mourning, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, mourning, grief, as the remedy for fear. Listen, just as one morsel will not fill your stomach, so you will not defeat fear in one move. It will fade in proportion to your mourning, and the less we mourn, the greater will be our cowardice. When we cease to mourn for our sins, we forget our salvation, and we compensate for this loss by attaching undue significance to temporal things, right? We give power and glory to things that are fragile and easily taken from us. And so we end up living with a deep-rooted insecurity. The greater our repentance, the less attached to things we become. And the less attached we become, the more fearless we shall be. Finally, by keeping in mind the last judgment, we overcome fear with fear. From Matthew 10:28, "Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." And that's our devotion for today. Step 21 of 30 Steps to Heaven by Vasilios Papavasiliou. Enjoy your Sabbath. Fear not, for the God of truth is your Lord and Savior. Amen.